Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Money Crimes is a podcast all about the dark side of finance and sometimes murder. Find Money Crimes on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Oh, yeah. The turkey nap's probably the best part of the whole day, honestly.
That's the American tradition right
there. It really is. You know, like the turkey nap, the, what's it called? The
tryptophan.
Right during Giants and Cowboys, too. Perfect time for it.
Right in the middle of that crap fest. That's going to be lousy.
Be asleep before it so you don't fall asleep during it.
Hopefully, yeah. 617-779-7937. I want to say thanks again to Danny Ventura for joining the show to get us caught up on all the goings-on here in the high school football finale, which is going to be tonight and tomorrow here as these seniors playing for the last time. In some cases, some will be going on to play in college, but for a lot of these kids, a lot of these guys, this is it. And it's a pretty big moment and fun day all around. I'm going to try and make it to the Denham game tomorrow, but I just don't know if I'm going to be able to.
Get your ass.
I'm going to try.
Rain, you know.
It's raining. That's the
and
one
windy.
Thing.
It's going to be like 15-mile-an-hour wind and like 100% chance of rain.
Yeah, and we're also hosting. So
yeah, but you don't cook. I've heard the stories.
I know, but getting the house ready is a full-time thing here, cooking or
and
not.
And someone's got to watch George while the
That's
wife
the
is
other
cooking.
Thing. I don't know if I can hold him out there in the rain is the problem.
I already saw that he likes rain. Put his boots on, put his raincoat on, and let him stomp around in puddles at a football game.
I mean, that sounds great. Honestly, that sounds great.
Right?
I have to check
a little something in your Yeti and go to business.
No, there'll definitely be something in the Yeti, whether I'm at the game or not.
What'd you say, the maple something eggnog heart,
yeah,
right?
Something
well,
like that.
Well, morning might be a little early for an eggnog.
Maybe to you.
Coffee and amaretto.
Okay, whatever. Ooh. To each his own.
We were out in Boulder. We'd be tailgating for football games at like 7 a.m. So I don't know if that's too early. I think we could probably make that happen.
Rules are off on holidays and things like that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Also, this is the first 3-day stretch off that we have like ever these days.
Oh, you know? I can't tell you Friday how, because I'm usually the fill-in guy working every Friday of Thanksgiving. I can't tell you my first like, hey, I'm the full-time guy, and I'm taking Friday off moment when I don't have to get up Friday morning.
And then Ken's like, can you work on Friday, actually? That'd be
you
great.
Can lose my number, Ken, because I ain't answering.
617-779-7937. Let's go behind the glass.
All right, fellas. So I know
I feel
a
like
lot.
We need a sounder or something.
I know,
maybe
we'll
have some imaging made up for it.
Maybe
that's fine.
Stone
Andy,
Cold,
I wasn't talking.
Like
thank
the
you.
Stone Cold breaking music. We going behind the glass. Something
Ooh,
to like
glass breaking.
Yeah. I like that.
That works.
I like
something.
That.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Okay.
All right.
Sorry,
so,
DB. Proceed.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So everybody talks about Thanksgiving food. That's one of the three of the Holy Trinity for football. So I wanted to put my own personal spin on it and make it dark. So today we are doing Death Row Meal Thanksgiving edition.
Okay.
If you're unfamiliar with the concept, death row meal, last meal before you get the chair or whatever else. So you got to pick the absolute best. So I'm going to take you through what I want you to fill out with your plate. We'll go one by one and we'll see who ends up with the best plate for their death row meal. First one, we'll go right to the top. The meat you are adding to your plates? Is everybody in the turkey camp? Arcan, are you a turkey guy?
Yes, I'm a turkey guy. So this is a Thanksgiving meal, and we're getting executed on Thanksgiving Day, is what you're saying?
That's correct. Yeah, okay. We're really thankful. We're really warming everybody's hearts today.
I wasn't sure if this was like, you know, any meat you want, but it's a Thanksgiving thing. Yeah, I'd go with a mix of white and dark meat.
Okay.
I don't really have much of a preference. I think I like dark meat a little bit more. It's a little juicier.
Yeah.
Generally, but yeah, I'm a turkey guy for sure.
Definitely turkey. Definitely white. The good breast meat with a little bit of the skin still on it.
So, hey now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there was Courtney on the Greg Hill show, and then somebody on Jones and Keefe said they have, or Billy Lanny, they have steaks on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
steaks,
there is that outlier group, small percentage, ham or steaks, mm-hmm. lobster. Some people do lobster, I think, down the Cape.
I do a Thanksgiving lobster. That'd be cool. I've never done that before, so I can't say if I'd like it, but I do love lobster.
You also didn't ask which kind of turkey, because I heard, was it Wiggy? Mayo. Mayo was talking about he doesn't like regular turkey as much, just roast. He called it that dry turkey. Mm-hmm. But he likes a deep-fried turkey or a Cajun turkey.
You ever had a deep-fried turkey?
I've never had a
you ever tried to deep-fry a turkey? The videos that you see from every
my brother-in-law.
My cousin deep-fried one year, and it was in this big tub, basically, filled with peanut oil. And it was the best turkey I've ever had in my life.
It's
was
legit.
So freaking good. It was so juicy and delicious. It was perfect.
Greg Hill did one.
But I've never had it since then, yeah.
Yeah, Greg Hill did one in the parking lot last year. I don't think it came out that well.
No.
I mean,
no.
It's supposed to, because when you think about it, if you fry anything, it's good pretty much.
It's true.
Like, they take vegetables, zucchini, deep-fried zucchini. Yeah, it doesn't taste like zucchini anymore. It tastes like fried mozzarella sticks, basically. So, yeah.
Well, it wasn't like breaded. You just dropped the bird right
No,
in
but
there.
It has that.
But it does have that juice, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
So, yeah, that would be my, I want my my death row turkey deep-fried.
Beautiful. Sis?
Yeah. White turkey, white only, crispy skin.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so this is really what separates.
What about you, Dan?
Oh yeah, white meat, same deal. I'm not a huge dark meat guy. Yeah.
It's better, like you said.
Yeah,
I like it
more
better.
Flavor or something.
Yeah.
But
I don't know. I can't get behind it. And I will also take no turkey slander on Thanksgiving. I hear way too much of it in recent years that people don't like turkey and need to have other stuff. It breaks my heart.
Got the
part of the tradition.
The whites only guys over here.
I was gonna. They were very emphatic. White only.
Oh yeah, start that one on my second day. Thanks. All right. This is what differentiates the good from the great. I'm giving you guys two sides that you put with your turkey. Your two sides can be anything. Can be vegetable. Can be in the carb area, mm-hmm. which is the best part of Thanksgiving.
Do condiments count as sides?
No. I don't think so.
Is cranberry sauce a condiment?
No, cranberry sauce is a side.
It is a side. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Go ahead, Arkin.
For me, it's stuffing, obviously. And then the other one is my mother makes this artichoke mushroom casserole.
Whoa.
That is the most delicious thing I've ever had. And she makes it every year. I eat basically the entire tray. If anyone comes near me, I snarl at them and stab them with the fork. And if there's any left over, they can have it, but there never is. It's so good, and it's become a staple of my Thanksgiving every year. So, yeah, stuffing, regular stuffing.
Yep.
I like it, you know, cooked in the bird, too. And the artichoke mushroom casserole, two musts for me.
Beautiful.
Definitely stuffing, definitely cooked in the bird, because
sure.
if it's not in the bird, it's not truly stuffing. It needs
right.
to be stuffed in something to be stuffing.
Exactly.
Key point.
And I like a lot of kinds of it. I do a traditional, just sort of regular stuffing, but there's, down by me, there's Portuguese stuffing, which has like chorizo or linguiça in it.
Wow.
Some people do like a cornbread-based stuffing. They're all good. So I'll take stuffing.
Yep.
And then I'm a traditionalist. Give me mashed potatoes and gravy. Do I get both? Can I get gravy on my mashed potatoes?
Yeah, I think that's your condiment, right? I'll go to Stiz, the condiment guy, for that.
Gravy's a condiment.
Okay. So I can get that on my mashed potatoes.
But you
okay.
put gravy on everything, so it's not, you know.
Yeah, that's fair. I think it's whole implied plate. the whole plate.
It goes on the whole plate. Everything
Yeah, you drown it in gravy,
okay.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Stiz.
Okay, I'm going to go mashed potatoes and gravy for my first side.
It's simple.
Yeah. But see, the cranberry sauce is what really stuck up.
So your second is cranberry sauce.
Yeah. I was only put onto cranberry sauce just a few years ago, and it was an absolute game changer.
Jelly?
Changed my life.
The jellied kind or the chewy has cranberries in it kind?
No, jelly kind.
Yeah, the fake stuff in the can.
Yep.
Still has the ribs of the can around it.
Rib for her pleasure. Yeah,
exactly.
Rib for my pleasure.
100%.
That's right. I mean, just a game changer on your turkey.
Yep.
It's just so good.
Yep. Absolutely.
All right, copying both of you guys, mashed potatoes and gravy. I'd honestly consider doing that twice for my two if I had the option. But stupid story is the corn that comes in the butter sauce that you just put in the microwave. When I was growing up, I thought, oh my God, how do they get this corn to taste like that? Come to find out as an adult, it's literally something you buy in the freezer aisle at the grocery store.
Yeah.
So
easy.
I find that it mixes very well with the mashed potatoes. So I'm going corn with the butter sauce.
Anybody like creamed corn?
Yes.
I love cream corn.
I like cream corn.
Everybody in my house hates
really?
It. Like,
no,
won't even let
you.
Me buy it. Like, they think it's the grossest, weirdest thing ever. I think it's so good.
I don't think I've ever had Thanksgiving with corn. I don't think we've ever had corn as a side on Thanksgiving.
Really?
I don't think we've ever had it.
No
love for sweet potatoes here, by the way, at this
Oh, yeah. I love sweet potatoes.
They're not in my top two,
they're
but
not
I do
in
love
my,
sweet
yeah,
potatoes.
Exactly, yeah.
That's one I always enjoy. And, yeah, there's the there's that stuffing with the sausage in it, which I've had before, too. I think, who did we just talk to that was telling us about that?
Tucker.
Yeah, Ross Tucker was talking about that. My grandmother on my dad's side, who's Irish, she used to make that. So I don't know if that's an ethnic thing. I don't know what, but it is very good. It doesn't look good, but it is very good.
Hmm. Okay. Next round. Everyone's doing well so far.
Hope we're getting to dessert at some point here.
That's what's next. Before your nap, as you're potentially boozing, mm-hmm. what is the dessert that goes after the dinner?
Go ahead.
So this is tough for me because if we're being honest, what I do in real life is a slice of every kind of pie available.
Same here.
So this is but my favorite, and this is non-traditional. I think this is probably like one of the few households. My mother always made it. Lemon meringue pie.
I love
lemon meringue pie. Ooh. It's unbelievable. And only homemade. I have yet to find a good restaurant or store-bought lemon meringue pie. It's only homemade. They make them too tart. I like it on the sweeter side.
When I think of lemon meringue pie, I think of like one of those diners with the rotating displays,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, but
like
it's never good.
Those aren't good.
No.
I guess I haven't had it, but like that's the only time I really see it is going in a circle on the
and it's got like the impressive like mile high meringues or whatever with like the little scorched peaks. Mm, so good.
Yeah, I'm a fan of that. I'm a big fan of pecan pie.
Oh, me too.
And I know that's controversial. Not a lot of people like the pecan pie. I'm glad that you do. I think the flavor of that is great, and I also am a big squash pie guy. Like squash pie.
You went the other way.
Squash pie. I can eat an entire squash pie in one sitting.
Does it taste like squash, or is there like
no.
sweet?
No, it's very sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet.
It's squash based, and
but
it's delicious.
I am so anti squash and pumpkin pie that it's. They're baby food in a pie plate. I've never understood them, and they're not that good. When you have lemon meringue or pecan or apple or all these others. Those to me are like when all those are gone, maybe I'll eat those as leftovers.
You just said you had a slice of each one.
We don't even make it anymore because
really?
I told my wife it's useless.
Huh.
It's terrible.
Useless. It's pretty good.
Terrible.
It must have gone over well.
But you like regular squash, Andy?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No. But that's not why I don't like squash pie because squash pie is not squash. It's sweet.
Right.
It's baby
food. It's mushy. I mean, it is mushy. I agree with that, but I like it. It tastes good.
Need a good crust with it.
There's a crust. Yeah, the crust is on
there.
I don't know why I'm trying to argue.
My mother-in-law makes a chocolate pudding pie, which is really good.
So that's what
I
was going to choose.
Those are good.
I'm not sure if this is what you're talking about, but I'm going to choose for my dessert. My mom would always make it. Icebox pudding, I believe, is what it was called. And it was like a chocolate pudding with like graham crackers.
Yeah,
and
it's like a graham cracker crust.
Yeah. So that's what I'm choosing for my dessert.
Delicious.
Yep.
Before I'm watching the calls come in on people weighing in on best pies, which is really the way I wanted to take this. I'm going something in the apple family. I'll go an apple crisp.
Oh, delicious!
Do that with either a scoop of vanilla ice cream or even whipped cream if you're out of that. That speaks fall to me. That says fall. So I'm all in on that.
Especially if it's warm and the ice cream melts a little
100%.
Bit.
100%.
Quick question here. I love eggnog. Said that.
Yep.
What do you guys think of the eggnog ice cream that's available this time of year? And some people do put it on their pies for Thanksgiving. I'm not a big fan.
I haven't tried it, but I mean,
I don't think I've ever had eggnog ice cream.
I find it very chemically fake. I think eggnog is so good, and you'd think eggnog ice cream would be even better. And it's not. It's worse.
But it's like it's just like a flavor. It's not. It's not actual.
It's not
eggnog
right.
Just made with.
Yeah.
It.
There's something. There's something not quite right.
You would
with
think it would be easy to make that because it's all the same ingredients, right?
Yeah. I would think you would just like
just make it ice
churn
cream.
It frozen, whatever. However they do ice cream.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never had it before.
Try it.
Okay.
Okay, last
one. Well, I'm not going to now because you said it's bad.
No, but maybe I'm wrong. Yeah. I could be wrong.
Nice That's scoop true. Of chemicals on top yeah. of my
you
pie
You might
tomorrow.
Be wrong like you're wrong about squash pie. What else do we have,
Dina? last thing I want to throw in as part of this. You've got your dinner. You've got your dessert. Is there somebody that comes to mind, one person, dead or alive, that you would like to have your Thanksgiving meal with tomorrow? Can go a lot of different places.
Yeah, like you could go like a sentimental way.
Yeah.
Despite Schefter's way, I could say like Jesus and make it all religious, even though he said there's no religion on Thanksgiving.
Come on, Andy, go political.
I'm not going political. Not a lot of political interest. You know what I think I would go with? This is lame.
I want to eat with J.D. Vance. Yeah.
No, definitely not. This is lame. I just happened to see it on my Twitter because he's giving away a meet and greet. Bo Jackson.
Why don't you Thanksgiving one. With Bo Jackson?
I mean, he's Bo. Like, maybe we'll put on highlights of, like, his Auburn career or something. And just watch football, talk football, eat with Bo Jackson. He's my idol.
This one's easy for me. Alice, who just passed away. Alice from Alice's Restaurant. I'd want to talk to her about all the different Thanksgiving stuff that she's... first of all, she has a song written about her. It's like the number one Thanksgiving song ever. And she's probably got some pretty good stories over the years from that. So, yeah, I'd probably want to eat with Alice.
You can just sing to each other.
Probably wouldn't do that. But,
she'd probably say, could you not?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've heard that song before, actually. Yeah. But I would be interested in hearing some of her stories about that.
I was thinking like funny, like Theo Vaughn or like Eminem, or like I was kind of thinking maybe Trump to argue. But I've been on a real big pilgrim trip, and I'm really big into history. So I'm going to go with William Bradford. He came over on the Mayflower. He ended up being the governor of Plymouth. And I would just love to, like, what was it like coming over on the Mayflower? What were those first couple of months like in Plymouth? Like, I would
Look
just
this
love
guy.
To.
That's like a.
I know it's kind of like
your
corny.
Elementary school teacher is so proud of you right now. No. Like, you listened during. During the Thanksgiving.
If he had just said that name and didn't give the context, I would have no idea who he was.
You
would have
said,
about.
Who the F is that?
I was like, who's William Bradford?
Every time it gets cold out, right? The first day where you step outside and it's like, wow, it's winter is here. I always think of the pilgrims and what it was like when they first came here. And like, just because I hate the cold. I can't stand it. And I just always think like, man, that must have sucked for those guys.
Wow, they had those cool hats with the belt buckles on them. So, you know, they
don't look very warm.
Half of them did not make it. And brutal.
You are a complex dude.
Yes, thank you.
A complicated man. How about you, DB?
And I'm not. So, favorite show in the world is The Office. So to keep with the Boston theme, John Krasinski. Love to hear about what he's doing.
Sexiest man in the world,
That's
too.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sexiest man alive.
So, wow. I'd feel depressed about how I look. Well, I'm having a good meal.
All right, very good. There you go. That is Behind the Glass Thanksgiving edition here with Stiz and Dan. All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll get to your phone calls right after.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dan Ball, get you caught up on what's trending. MLB Network yesterday. As the Juan Soto talks are heating up, in fact, Dan Ball just told you in trending that the Yankees have made a new offer. They've re-upped their offer, Dan. Is that correct? Do you give us the rest of that story?
Yes. So John Heyman reporting that there isn't much more to it. We don't know what the offer is. But as teams now kind of go through their second round of offers to Juan Soto, everybody put in their preliminary ones a couple days ago. The Yankees have upped their bid, and he surmises that they upped their standing in this whole thing. But I think it's way too soon to say if that's true or not.
So far, two guys have signed, Blake Snell and Yusei Kikuchi. Kikuchi has gone to the Angels. Blake Snell has gone to the Dodgers. So they're eating well in L.A. Those are two guys that the Red Sox were interested in. And the interest Kings offseason is off to a flying start, as usual. So there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. If any Red Sox news comes in here, before we get off the air, we'll certainly pass it along. In the meantime, let's go to the phones, talk to David in the car. He's been waiting patiently. Hi, David.
Hey, good evening, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, pal.
And your families. So on the great interview with Danny Ventura, by the way, you know, one of the things that I always feel bad is how local talent in New England gets overlooked by recruiters. You know, they bother, they go down south, they go to Dominican baseball, and it seems like there's a lot of good, good talent that, does not get to stand out because nobody's looking for it. Nobody's coming here, and that's a shame. I think one way to go around that, especially for football, you know, think of this. We have the Little League World Series that a lot of good teams come out of New England.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't something be done with, high school where you have regions like the South, the East, the West, the North, and then you get a champion, you have your state championships. They play like a almost like an AFC type of title, and then you have a Super Bowl of the two best teams. You know, that would win. I think if somebody was really to think outside of the box and do something like that, you would be amazed the talent that's out there that is getting overlooked because of the way it's the structure of it is not there.
Thank you, David, for the call. Do you agree with that? Do you think that talent gets overlooked in this region?
I think talent does sometimes get overlooked in this region. Now,
doesn't the cream rise to the top, though? I mean, like, if you're good enough to play in the majors, you're going to get in the major. You
but
know?
It can be a struggle, and I think the talent, quite honestly, is better in other areas because they, A, play football year-round in a lot of those places.
Right.
My eyes were really open to this when Bailey Zappe was the starting quarterback, and I was filling in doing one of the Patriots Monday interviews, and off-air, we were talking about sort of his growing up and all those things, and he was telling me what spring ball is like in Texas and, like, how much of a year-round commitment football is.
Right.
It's not that around here. Most kids around here play multiple sports. They play football from August 19th until, you know, tomorrow, November 27th, 28th, right. Whatever. So I do. Now, individual talents, I think there are capable athletes around here, certainly. And but if you tell me you took the best team from Massachusetts against the best teams from Florida, Texas, California.
Come on.
Not to be earmuffs, if you're a high school football coach or player, you'd get smoked.
Yeah.
You watch some of those games, and some of it is a little swayed, but sometimes there's a game on a high school field. Two teams have like 40 Division I scholarship athletes.
Yeah.
Around here, you get one. Mm-hmm. If you're lucky. Now, some of these bigger schools, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's like two or three. But there's just a different world down there. Now, other sports, I think baseball is the interesting one. I think there's good baseball talent up here. But it's, again, they play like hundreds of games year-round down in Florida, Texas. We play like 20 games and then a little bit of an AAU season. Mm-hmm. So, now, it's
I got the Cape League.
You have the Cape League.
Yeah, they pull from a lot of local.
I was going to say, a lot of those get pulled in from, like, big-time colleges and play for the summer and stay for the summer and all that. No, I do believe, like, not to go off on a whole high school football, whatever, but Billy O'Brien has made it, like, keep the talent or stay here. Like, he has some, he wants to keep the local talent.
Mm-hmm.
He feels like if all the local talent goes to BC, they'll have a chance. And I agree. That's where Danny V is right. Like, if you keep Isaiah Likely and if you keep, I mean, Tim Hasselbeck's kid is at UCLA. You know, if you keep these kids, what's his name? Wilkins. Christian Wilkins goes to Clemson. If you keep all, and I'm sure there's more that I'm not thinking of, if you keep all the best local talent, I think you could put together a decent college team. But a lot of them get poached by Clemson, see some, oh, Christian Wilkins, I'll go get him from Springfield, wherever he was from, and, you know, they poach the best guys.
Yeah, they certainly do. Let's ruin everybody's day with Stephen Fall River. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
I'm all right.
What's up?
So I guess now I don't have to wonder what it's like to have to be on Sports Talk Radio in a fourth place team division. I just heard it a little while ago. Not what you guys were saying, the fact that you were digressing about Thanksgiving. I never knew what it was like. We used to laugh about Jacksonville and these other towns. Now we are Jacksonville. We're the dregs of the world. Here's what I want to say.
Are you talking about the show or are you talking about the football team?
I'm talking about this football team and what it breeds on talk radio.
Gotcha.
If they were in the middle of a division race or they were signing someone, there was something imperative, we wouldn't drift off into frivolity.
I disagree.
No,
I mean,
it's the day before Thanksgiving.
It's the last half hour.
We were going to talk about Thanksgiving. I mean, we were going to do that. Yeah, come on.
All right. Now, don't get defensive. Okay, here's what
I'm defensive, jackass.
I've been hearing about this quick fix. Tom Cummins bought in on it. There's going to be a quick fix. And, man, you got to have a quick fix, because if you don't get good before Drake May is going to be re-upped, the whole thing's shot. Both of those are baloney. Complete nonsense. I want to bring up a few things. I told you what my point is, so you don't have to ask me what my point is. When the Miami Dolphins get done playing the New England Patriots, they realize that they are closer to the Buffalo Bills than the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
We own the bottom of this division. We own it. We have firmly implanted in the bottom.
Well, the Jets suck too, Steve.
No way. No, they're way more talented than we are.
It's not reflecting in the standings, I don't think.
Okay, but they're more talented than we are. In the end, you need talent. You don't snap your fingers. You don't have to snap your fingers. Oh, we got to make all these moves. We got to do Andy's plan there.
Give away your
top six pick. Go spend money because there's some hurry to get Drake made. There's no hurry. You have to have, first of all, Tua Tagovailoa is on his second contract. Josh Allen's on his Tua is on his second contract.
Correct.
Josh Allen's on his second contract. The guy in Kansas City's on his second contract. The guy in Cincinnati's on his second contract. The guy in Baltimore's on his second contract.
What was your point again?
The guy, you don't have to rush to get here before your quarterback in New England gets to a second contract. Otherwise, somehow your building process is no good.
All of those all those quarterbacks made the playoffs before their second contract.
Correct.
Steve, that's the problem. And we're worried that this team's going to suck forever, or not forever, but the length of his rookie deal. And if that happens, he's not signing a second contract.
And
he's not going to sign it here.
The reality is, it's easier to build a team with a quarterback on his rookie contract than once you pay him. That was the whole discussion in Buffalo. People forget what they said about the Bills because the Bills are really good.
Right.
There's a lot of people with revisionist history. A lot of people thought the Bills were done, that the window had closed. See what happened? You paid Josh Allen. Now you can't afford Stephon Diggs. Now you can't. You're losing talent. You're getting worse. You're getting further away. And what did he do? He laughed, and he won the division for not the first, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth straight year. Because the quarterback matters. The quarterback is really, really, really freaking important. And if Drake May is as good as we hope he is and probably think he is, you're going to be in that conversation because you have, my friends, the second best quarterback in the division. And that will matter in the next year or two if you do decent things around him. I'm not even saying home run.
Mm-hmm.
If you do decent stuff around him and he's as good as we think he is, you have the second best quarterback in the division, you have a chance to compete for a wild card spot or more.
Yeah, I agree with that, but it's going to take some doing. I mean, you have a lot of holes to fill on this team.
Sure.
And certainly on this offense. Jason's in Maine. Hey, Jason.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I was listening to talk about local football around here, and I had the great fortune of living in Atlanta for a while when I was in my 20s, right down the street from a major high school stadium. I think it was called like Jackson or something, but we all just called it Central Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
It unbelievably different world from. I mean, I'm up here in Maine right now. It's not just that they recruited from different school to school. Kids would go to different schools to play ball and such down there. But before the games, I go to games around here a little bit. What they would do before the games with all the bands, the humongous bands, and all the people throwing the batons and the humongous crowds, like, I get down there, being a high school athlete is so much closer to being a college athlete than around here. It's something else.
Yeah, no question about it, Jason. Thanks for the call. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We'll come back and wrap things up next with Odds and Ends. Odds and Ends brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to www.carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K and the number 4. Or you can call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. You probably heard the jingle before. It's on a lot. Anyway, we completely neglected doing our picks for the week, so let's go ahead and do them now. Dan, what games are we picking this week?
All right, boys, we're going through the NFL slate. We'll start with our Thanksgiving triple header, as will be heard right here on WEEI.
Yes.
All right, first one, Bears against the Lions. Lions are a 9.5-point favorites. Are you feeling confident enough, either one of you, to take the Lions in this one?
Oh, yeah, I'll take the Lions. I'll lay those points. I think the Bears stink.
I think the Bears kind of stink, too, but I did pick them to cover last week, and they did. So I think 9.5 is a gigantic number, even as good as Detroit's playing. Go ahead and give me Chicago. I don't think they're going to win the game, but I think they can get within 9.5, yes.
Okay. Next one, the Snooze Bowl, where everybody will be taking their nap. Giants against the Cowboys. Everybody loves a good Drew Lock and Cooper Rush matchup. For this one, the Cowboys are 3.5-point favorites in the middle game tomorrow. Who we taking?
I don't like that hook, so I'm going with the Giants. Give me Big Blue and Drew Lock to get within at least a field goal. I don't know if they're necessarily going to win this game, because I'm probably not even going to watch it, because who the hell cares about either of these two crap teams? But go ahead and give me Big Blue plus 3.5.
Yeah, it's a gross game. Yeah, give me the Giants. 3.5 points might win this game from the start.
Could do it, yeah. It's all right. 3-0.
Yep.
Late game tomorrow, the Miami Dolphins, short rest coming off of their game against the Pats, taking on the Green Bay Packers. Packers are at home, 3.5-point favorites. I'm sure that has a ton to do with Lester Cotton being waived by the Dolphins yesterday. What do you think, Packers and Dolphins in Green Bay?
Well, I have been picking against Green Bay lately, and it keeps burning me. So I'm going to go ahead. I think that line moved. The last I saw was at 3. 3.5 has me a little bit worried, but I'll still go with Green Bay at home.
Give me the Dolphins. I'm a recency bias guy. I think they've turned a corner. They got Tua back. Tua makes that offense go. The receivers look like they're happy and having fun again. McDaniel's a genius again. Give me the Dolphins.
Are they a playoff team, Hart?
I don't think so, but I don't totally rule it out.
By the way, I did sort of went over my head when you said this. Drake May's better than Tua?
I think he's going to be.
You don't think he is right now?
No.
But you think he will be, like, when? Next year?
I think he's the more talented player, and I think that's going to rise to the top in the next year plus.
I think if you drop Drake May in Miami with that offense, he'd be putting
absolutely
up monster numbers.
And that's my point. So you think he's more talented? Right, like, he's
sure
the better quarterback.
But I don't know what Tua looks like on any other team, so it's hard to say that. Yeah. I think Tua's pretty good, is the point, especially with all the head injuries he's had.
I hate
he's
Tua.
Bounced back pretty well. All right, what else?
Tua. Well, you know, okay. You know what Tua looks like under 40 degrees, and he stinks, so we'll see what happens in Green Bay tomorrow. Friday, a little Black Friday game, 3:00 kick, Chiefs, because of course they have to be on every single primetime game, hosting the Las Vegas Raiders. They are 13-point favorites on Friday afternoon. We feeling confident enough to take them on Friday.
This is a streaming game, right? Isn't this on like Amazon Prime or something?
How do I watch this?
I think, even though it's not a Thursday, it's Black Friday game, but yeah, I think it's on
Amazon
Prime. It's a
Prime video game, yeah, good call.
The Chiefs have been not blowing anybody out this year that I feel like they're due to blow somebody out. So give me Kansas City here, minus 13. I'll lay the 13.
They're due to blow somebody out, and the Raiders just blow, so give me the Chiefs.
Right.
Hunting and pecking on Sunday, Indianapolis Colts, New England Patriots, game at Gillette Stadium, a lot of moving parts on the offensive line, Jabril Peppers, all that, Drake May, we love him. Pats are 2.5-point underdogs, home dogs going into the game on Sunday. Can they pull out a win?
That's not enough for me to take the Patriots. I think that defensive front for the Colts and the fact that the Patriots' run defense is suspect, so I think Jonathan Taylor, DeForest Buckner, Quiddy Pay, and those guys are the reason they win that game, not their quarterback, because that's the part of this. I'm picking Anthony Richardson, who once tapped out of a game because he was tired, and that scares me.
I think this is the closest matchup the Patriots have left to what they faced in Chicago when they played the Bears.
Yeah.
In terms of just the quarterback and sort of a dysfunctional offense and a passing game. But they do have a strong run game, which Chicago did not have in that game. And I don't think that the Patriots are going to jump out to some big lead. As bad as the Colts defense has been this year, they do have some players in that secondary and up front. I think it's going to be an ugly one. Not a total blowout, but Patriots are home dogs for a reason. I like the Colts here, too.
All right, in the 1:00 slate as well, Los Angeles Chargers, Atlanta Falcons. Chargers 7-4, Falcons 6-5. Chargers 1.5-point favorites coming off the Harbaugh Bowl last week. What do you think, Chargers and Falcons?
Even though Quentin Johnston, a wasted first-round pick, stinks, Justin Herbert does not stink. I think he's been playing really good football. I like what Harbaugh's done to that team. And to fulfill my little fantasies, they have a defensive lineman turned fullback, so give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I like the Chargers here, too. I'm surprised the line's so low, considering Atlanta's not really anything special this year. I'm not sure why that is. I think that the Chargers will be extra motivated after losing the Harbaugh Bowl. So, yeah, I like the Bolts here as well. I don't like that we're agreeing on so many picks, by the way.
I don't either.
This is upsetting.
It's the bitching hour. Let's go.
I know, right?
I'll try to throw in a curveball. Cardinals against the Vikings. Vikings 9-2. They're now the proud owners of a slightly used Daniel Jones. Cardinals are 6-5. Vikings 3.5-point favorites at home out in Minneapolis. Can the Vikings add win number 10?
Give me the Vikings here all day long. I think that the Cardinals had a nice little stretch. I think it's over, and I think that now that these good teams are going to be really jockeying for playoff position, a team like the Vikings, who are 9-2 and just got some quarterback insurance, I think that's going to light a fire under Sam Darnold, and I think they're just going to manhandle Arizona in this game. I'd even tease this one up a little bit, but yeah, I'd take the 3.5 for sure.
Yeah, give me the Vikings. I hate to agree with him, but people know I'm not really a Kyler Murray guy. I'm not really a Cardinals guy, but the Cardinals, they got a win coming because they get to play the Patriots soon.
That's true.
So,
yeah.
But not in this game. This is the Vikings. This is the Vikings week.
All right, fellas. Last one, 425. Eagles at 9-2. Ravens at 8-4. Ooh. Battle of the Birds in the primetime slate on CBS.
I like this one a lot. I like this game. It's going to be a fun game, and I like Baltimore. I think Baltimore is going to take it. I know that the Eagles are playing well lately. They've rattled off a bunch of wins. I think they're going to run into a brick wall here with these Baltimore Ravens, and it's a small enough line that I feel pretty good about it. Better coach. I think just a better overall offense and defense combination, and they're at home. So, yeah, give me Baltimore.
I'm going to bet this one with my bet in mind. Saquon Barkley, your offensive player of the year. I need him in this matchup with Derrick Henry to have a big game. I think he will. I think he's been the best player in football right now coming off that big game last week. That offensive line, he continues to average whatever it is, 120 yards a game. He does it. Couple touchdowns. Give me the Eagles, even though you're right, the Ravens do have the better coach.
Yes. Yes, they do. All right. There you go. That is all for us today. Want to say thank you very much to Danny Ventura. Thank you very much to Brian Scalabrine. And, of course, a big thanks to Adam Schefter. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you all have a wonderful day tomorrow and a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the time with your family. Enjoy the food. Who do we have coming up next here, Stiz?
KJ and Lyons.
KJ and Lyons for the duration of the evening, taking you up until 10 o'clock. That's all for us. We'll be back Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Football Sunday, so make sure you tune into that. Andy and I will be back here on WEEI Afternoons Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll talk to you then right here on WEEI. Bye, everybody.
See you.
What are we going to do? Happy Thanksgiving, guys.